This is UBS On Air's CIO Reaction. Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here in the UBS On Air studio in New York City. The Fed has spoken. I am joined by Brian Rose, Senior Economist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, to break down for you the outcome of the highly anticipated July Fed meeting. So during our conversation, we will touch on the Fed statement itself, Fed Chair Jerome Powell's press conference, the market response, and more. So Brian, welcome back to the studio and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks very much.
Brian, to begin simply, can you recap for us the FOMC statement and policy decision, how it played out relative to your expectations heading in?
So the Fed cut rates by 25 basis points, and this was in line with market expectations. This was what the market was pricing in ahead of the meeting. And the FOMC statement was actually quite neutral. And basically, they're just saying that they'll conduct appropriate monetary policy and not really promising to cut any further. And also not promising that they won't cut or do anything else. So just saying we'll do what's appropriate. And that's a very neutral statement and doesn't really give much guidance to what the Fed will do going forward. Also, they decided to end the balance sheet adjustment. So up until now, the Fed had been gradually shrinking its balance sheet. They were planning to end that adjustment 2 months from now, but they decided to end 2 months early. And this is in line with a rate cut. So if you're cutting rates, no sense in continuing to shrink the balance sheet.
Roughly 30 minutes following the release of the Fed rate decision, we do receive a press conference from the chairman, Jerome Powell. And for some context, this degree of transparency is something new that this current Fed chair has instituted. And these press conferences, Brian, as you know very well, tend to be market moving. This one today, no different. So what did you take away from Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments to the press?
Well, in our view, very importantly was, why did the Fed cut? So we were very interested to hear Powell's explanation for why the Fed decided to cut rates. And basically he said that there are three reasons. One is the trade tensions, which has clouded the economic outlook. The second was slower global growth, which is related to the trade tensions, and also inflation, which has slowed further below the Fed's 2% target so far this year. So those are the reasons he gave for cutting rates, which gives you some guidance as to what the Fed might do going forward. If those things are getting better, if there's a breakthrough in the U.S.-China trade negotiations, or if global growth picks up or inflation picks up, probably Fed won't feel compelled to cut rates anymore. But if those things deteriorate, if negotiations with China break down, if growth is slowing, inflation is slowing, then the Fed will probably cut rates more. And Powell said that he doesn't think this is the start of a long series of cuts or trying to manage market expectations. But then later he also said, well, I didn't say that we're just going to cut one. So again, in line with the neutral statement, the Fed isn't promising to do one thing or the other. And they're back in a data dependent mode, and they'll have to decide what to do as the situation develops.
Brian, heading into the release of the statement today, Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern, equity markets, U.S. equity markets were flat. Can you speak to how markets responded following the rate decision?
Yeah, so we saw the S&P 500 drop almost 2% at one point, but the losses narrowed into the close. Again, I think when Powell said that I didn't say we're just going to cut this one time, the markets were somewhat reassured. And S&P 500 recovered to close down around 1%. And in the fixed income markets, we saw the market pricing out some Fed rate cuts, but not dramatically. So going into this meeting, the market was basically looking for 25 basis points today and then another three cuts by the end of next year. So a total of 100 basis points of cuts by the end of next year. Now they're pricing more two or three. So whereas before it was after today, three more cuts, now it's two or three. So slight modification in expectations, but again, nothing too dramatic.
Stepping outside of the U.S. for a moment, Brian, if you look at other global central banks, whether that be the European Central Bank, the ECB, Bank of Japan, the BOJ, Bank of England, BOE, even the Swiss National Bank, how do you believe these central banks are interpreting this decision today, and how may they respond in accordance?
So the Fed rate cut certainly opens the door for a lot of other central banks to think about cutting rates. And as the Fed situation with the Fed, a lot of central banks are struggling to get inflation up to their inflation target, which gives them an incentive to cut rates. And you know, if the Fed cuts rates and the other central banks don't, it would tend to weaken the dollar, make it harder for other countries, again, to get inflation up to their target. So, you know, with this, again, does open the door to rate cuts. We do, for example, expect the ECB to cut the rates by 10 basis points at the next meeting, and some other central banks also likely to cut. But still, a lot of central banks are just going to stay on hold. So it all depends on the individual's country situation. And you know, you are going to see more central banks, though, starting to cut rates in response to the Fed's cut.
Looking forward, Brian, what are your policy expectations specific to the U.S. Fed for the balance of 2019?
So as I mentioned, the market is still pretty aggressively pricing in additional rate cuts. But we think at most the Fed will cut one more time. You know, again, it all depends on how the situation develops, how the economic data comes in, how the trade negotiations go. But we think that, you know, if our forecasts are right, things will be going pretty well. The Fed won't really need to cut rates very much. And, you know, they may cut one more time, especially if the inflation data is weaker. So I think the Fed is very keen. And this was mentioned in the press conference and in the statement. Inflation expectations are too low. So they're inconsistent with the Fed hitting its target in over the medium term. The Fed's worried, and other central banks are worried, that you know, if they're not aggressive enough, that inflation expectations will continue to fall, make it harder to hit the target in the future. And this will, you know, be a very important determinant. So if you see weak inflation expectations, the Fed will probably cut again. But again, we don't think they need to cut very much, at most one more time.
Okay, well, Brian Rose, this has been very helpful. Thank you for dropping by the UBS On Air studio and keeping our listeners informed, providing some reflections on today, the July FOMC statement, the rate decision, the market response, and what we may expect for the balance of 2019 as it pertains to Fed policy, but other central banks around the world as well. So thank you, Brian.
Thanks very much.
And again, we have been joined by Brian Rose, Senior Economist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office from the UBS On Air studio in New York City. I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us.
As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers both investment advisory services and brokerage services, which are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and governed by different laws and separate contracts. For more information, visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. All rights reserved. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC.